Been seeing some rumors floating around the internet that if you have a smartphone, there could be a COVID thing that's been added to it. People are freaking
out. Without us knowing as
well. Yeah. How much is there to this rumor? Well, we've got our tech expert, Trevor Long, with us. Trevor, what exactly is going on with these apps? Is it everything people are freaking out about?
Fake news, in part. So look, the reality is, there was a change made to the Apple operating system and the Google operating system, which is pretty much every smartphone in the world, about a month ago. And what it did was it enabled a feature on the phones that allowed them to talk to each other without us knowing, you know, ping each other and let us know that we were near each other. But it's only a feature if the local government, so in our case, the Australian government, implement it in their COVID tracking app, which our government has not. So the COVID Safe app that we've all been encouraged to download does not use this specific technology that was created. It's actually using its own just standard Bluetooth technology. So it exists on your phone, but it's not being used. And even if you turn it on, it does nothing.
Right. Okay. So whereabouts can you find it? Like, because I've seen people, you can see it in your settings, can't you?
That's right. In settings under privacy and health, there is there's a thing there called COVID or COVID-19 exposure notifications.
Right.
Now, it's
okay.
Only there if you've done the software update. So if you're one of those people that ignores those pop-ups and say there's a new version of iOS, you haven't got this.
Yes,
you've
can't find it.
You've only got this if you're one of those people that regularly updates your phone.
Right, there we go. Now, we've also heard of some changes happening to iPhones, some updates. You've got the latest. What's going on?
Yeah, big changes this morning. This is the time of year when Apple have their Worldwide Developer Conference. Because of COVID, that's not happening this year, so it's being held online. So they've announced all the changes. And I've got to say, there's a bunch of things under the hood. But actually, later this year, when you update to iOS 14, there's a couple of really interesting things. The first one is what they call widgets. So you imagine your iPhone now, there's 15, 20 little app icons on the screen.
Yeah.
You could have 5 icons on the screen, yeah. But just on one screen, you could have maybe 4 or 5 icons, and then you can have these big blocks, one of which might be weather, one of which might be news, one of which might be podcasts or music. And those are interactive widgets that show information from apps, but without having to open the apps. It's old news to Android users, but it will be revolutionary for iPhone users. So I think that'll go down quite well.
Interesting.
The one really cool thing that they announced, which none of us will see for years because it'll take a while to get into all cars, they announced that you'll be able to use your iPhone as a car key. BMW's latest 5 Series, you can actually walk up to the car and it'll unlock because your phone is with you, and it'll start because your phone is with you.
That's good. Less things for me to lose, the better.
Exactly.
Wow. Love it. All right, well, some really interesting stuff there. Trevor Long, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure.